This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling,
here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Here I am. And you know what? Today, I'm not my normal bubbly self. I just am kind of surreal today. And I don't know where that's going to take me. But sometimes, you know, that's what it takes for the Lord to really work, is for us to not be in our normal world. And I'm not right now. And I just want to let you know that today, if you hear something that you'd like to comment on, if you want to get on my website, SueFreeze.com, that's one word, I really, really encourage you to do so, especially today, because of in my surreal time, in my prayer time, I'm just wondering if I'm really supposed to be doing this. I'm really wondering if the Sue Freeze Show is supposed to be on the air. And I really need you to let me know, because the difference between being speaking in front of an audience is you get to see your audience. You get to see if they're fiddling with their texting on their phones, or they're rattling papers, or they're getting up to go to the restroom. You can see if you've engaged your audience. On the radio, you're talking into a mic and you're in this room with all this electrical equipment, and you really don't know who's listening. So I'm really, really needing some encouragement, to tell you the truth. And you know what? I'm not one to ask for help or ask for anything. And in my injury, I think that I'm learning that we're in this together. And I just want to know if I'm making a difference, if the Lord's really talking through me to you. And if that's happened, if you feel that I should be here, or if you feel I'm not supposed to be on this show, I really want to hear from you. And this is dangerous, but not really, because you know what? God's in control. So what I'm asking for you to do is either call 888-995-5552 and talk to me, or even better yet, if you could email me or comment on the Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, .com, and just let me know your or if you have a subject matter you'd like to have talked about, you know, what you're struggling with right now, let you be the guide with the Lord on what needs to be talked about. I need some encouragement. You know, we are called to encourage one another, and so I'm asking that of you right now. 888-995-5552. And if you're on the radio, you know, if you're in the car and you're on the radio, you've already tuned in, obviously. But if you have to leave the car and you need to go into the house, go ahead and do so. And you can go to kkla.com and you can click on Listen Live and you can hear us live. Today on the radio, I have my good friend, and I really can say that because I've known this person for a really long time. We're about the same age, and we both live in Simi Valley. His name is Jeff Morris, and his wife, Nancy, of 8 years, he has a daughter, Alexa, who's I've known since, I think, second grade. She's a senior at Pepperdine. Katie, 19, junior at Pepperdine. Caleb, 14, Eagle Scout. Caitlin, 12, soon to be a teen. And Jeff Morris has been involved with his family business, William Morris Chevrolet, for, you know, many, many years. He can tell you more about that. Then he became a director of International Consulting Division of J.D. Power and Associate. But then he left there. He returned to his family business in 1992, and he closed the car dealership on Sunday, which had huge, huge issues with that. And we'll talk probably a little bit about that, because we're going to talk about tough decisions today. We're going to talk about those decisions. And that's why I opened up with what I did was, this is a decision. It's a decision on whether I should be on here or not. And so it's a tough decision. And, you know, where do we go to find the answers to those tough decisions? And that's what Jeff and I are going to talk about. But he closed the dealership on Sunday to begin a journey of learning how to honor God and be in the auto industry, because the auto industry, I mean, I don't know about you, but Saturday and Sunday is huge. He then opened a consulting agency, JMNA, in 1992, specializing in corporate restructuring with Subaru and Acura as clients. And then he also patented, like that wasn't enough for him. He was a patented inventor of the earthquake key. Now, this is a cool little device. So, Jeff, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate you being on here.
That's great. I'm glad to be on. And after hearing your interlude and knowing you and Scott and your family for many years, I think it's fortuitous that I'm on this day to to encourage you, and we can knock all this stuff around and you know, really get down and dirty on some issues that people are facing, that you've got people driving around in cars right now that can be listening to this, and we can hopefully speak into their hearts and minds some encouragement as well.
That's the real goal. You know, when I got asked to do the show, Jeff, I'm like, what? You know, I'm like, I always thought of me on platform, you know, speaking in front of people. I had no thought. It never occurred to me to be on the radio. And when I was asked to do this, I'm like, wow, you know, let me sit down, you know, and what am I going to talk about? And what, you know, and then what are we going to call the show? And gee, we were real creative, weren't we? Sue Free Show. But, you know, it's like, okay, what am I going to talk about? And I say that the show is about pursuing, and pursuing such a big word to me, because the Lord wants us to pursue Him, right? In everything, we're supposed to pursue Him. And relationships, what is that? It's pursuing our relationships, pursuing the people that we love, pursuing people that we don't love, it's pursuing people, period, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, pursuing passion, purpose, and connection is what the show is about. And so each week I have somebody else that comes on that has a story. And the stories are about, you know, what creates stories and what creates encouragement is the hard times or the tough decisions that we have to make. And they're not always popular decisions. You know, like closing the dealership on Sunday, that was not a popular decision, and people thought you were crazy.
Yeah, well, I think there are I think there's just a lot of uncertainty today. We don't think we know there is, and not just financial. And am I going to keep a job? And what's Congress going to do? But what about my kids and my marriage and my my finances? And will I be able to retire? So, you know, consumer confidence and all those things can factually tell us that not just in the United States, but globally, we're in a recession, we're struggling. And in the midst of that, there are people that are trying to pursue a method or a means by which to get their life back. And I hear that a lot. You know, if I could just do this, I just want my life back. And what I'm working with a lot of people with is maybe the most loving thing that God could be doing for you is taking you to a place where maybe you're not going to get that life back. And maybe what you want back, if you take a look at it, is something that was less than you thought it was. Just because we know it, and just because we were comfortable with it, doesn't mean it was the best for us.
Right.
If people look at Christians so many times about being filled with just rules and regulations and all this, but Christ came to free us, and not to condemn, and it's freedom. And my life verse, my favorite verse, if people are listening right now, is that Romans 8:20, you know, people always gave me the 8:28, you know, all things work to the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. And when I was really struggling at times in my life, that, for whatever reason, and I don't want to take that away from anybody, never spoke to me. Yet I went above it and below it and all around it, and when I hit 8:20 and I read that verse, and it says that we, God's creation, will be subjected to trial and frustration, not by our own will, but by the will of our Creator, in the hope that we might be liberated, which is where that freedom comes from our bondage to decay. And if you look back 5-6 years ago, at where America was going, and I had guys from Burger King buying their second condo and $60,000 Suburbans, and people that were spending and buying homes they couldn't afford. And I mean, let's face it, we were living large. The casualties with some of that were camouflaged in all of the glitz were relationships. Number one, first of all, our relationship with Christ and with the God who gave us all these things, relationships with family, relationships with our kids, all those very, very subtly became stressed. And so I believe the most loving thing God has done for our country is to bring about trials that could actually lead us to a place of freedom if we participate. That's something I can pursue. That's something I can hook onto. That can give me hope in the midst of a trial. That can say, okay, I know God is trustworthy. I know that even though he took me to a place where I lost the dealership, I lost basically everything I'd had. I've even had my health compromised and everything else, and I've watched an 82-year business with a stroke of a pen from General Motors just get written off, even though it was profitable. And take me to a place, though, where I could truly praise him for knowing that he has got to have something better. There's got to be some place he's going to free me from something and build something and take us to a better place. And I think there are people listening, Sue, to you and I right now, and I hope we'll get a couple people call in.
Yes, I would hope so too.
That can say, look, here's where I am, and I'm not, I don't belittle. I am not in any way. And I often get the people that'll say, but listen, but you don't know, and you haven't lost this, and you don't know what my wife is like, and you don't know what my husband is like, and give me the complete, you know, I don't belittle the pain. I don't make light of it at all.
Right.
And I don't, but there's a very big hurting world out there. And I turn to several people, and I turn to several sources, not only through prayer and everything else, but Johnny Erickson Tata has been a mentor of mine. I've got very good friends that are very tough with me. And in the middle of 2 months of trial, where I would love to tell you and the people who are listening that I was the rock after, you know, following Christ for 20 years, being kind of looked at as a model in Christendom and all these things that people want to lift you up to be. But after we lost the store and everything, I was mad. Why? You know, Lord, I closed the dealership to honor you. I've done this. I'm being mocked. It wasn't pretty. And for 2 months, not a day, but I mean 2 months, to the point where it got pretty ugly. I had one very good friend that called and said, hey, Morris, you're a believer. You know, come on, snap out of it. You got to live by faith. And I just gave him a tongue lashing. Easy for you to say. Let me see you lose your business. And I mean, I just ripped this guy apart, hung up on him, turned around, told my wife, wife, you know, I'm done with him. He doesn't understand. But he was right. It took me about 3 days soaking in that till I finally said, enough. I'm tired of it. I'm not going to soak in it. Lord, I'm robbing you of glory here. I'm going to praise you for the fact that I know you love me and have a plan. I don't see it. I want to be delivered from this, and my life changed. And we came out of it, and you know, I've done in radio interviews, and I had two very good friends call me and say, I want the radio show. You're the 82, and one of them, Hugh Hewitt, good friend of mine, and another, you know, and Frank Pastore, and other people called, and I said, just so you understand, we can do these interviews, but I'm not going to dump on GM. And what people really wanted was the story of the big company crushing the little guy. And Morris, aren't you really pissed at them? And doesn't that look how they mistreated you? And no, I'm not. You know, when the point came where I said, okay, I'm tired of that. I left it. I'm going to praise God and move on. the thing that people couldn't understand, it was why I wasn't mad at him, is General Motors was only doing what General Motors needed to do. And I can praise God that I'm not bitter, I'm not angry, I'm positive. He gave us the dealership back. We've got a roll on. I've got a job, and he gave me a great platform for people to come to me that are struggling and say, "You don't know how I feel," and I can say, "You know, yes, I do."
Right, and I say that on the show, and I interviewed you during that time too, Jeff. And knowing you and going to the dealership and seeing you broken, and seeing you just feeling, wow, what is going on here? I mean, I saw you very low, you know.
Yeah.
I really did. We have a caller. Her name is Lisa from Santa Clarita, and she says she has a question about her relationship with God. Lisa, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Lisa. You sound like you're driving.
I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you, but we might lose you, so let's ask the question quickly so we don't lose you.
Well, I'm not really sure why I'm calling.
I'm glad you're calling.
I got into my car leaving work today. I'm in a sales position. I heard a little bit about your story about not really knowing if you should stay on the air, so that threw me aback because that's the question that I've been pondering about my career. I'm not in the position, thankfully, that a lot of people are where they're losing their homes. I'm very blessed financially. The Lord has continued to bless me. I make, you know, six figures, but I feel that I'm disconnected. I'm completely, my sights aren't on, he isn't first anymore in my life, and I'm feeling very weary, and it's affecting my relationship as well because I travel. But the other ironic thing is that the last time and the first time I ever heard your show was when I was leaving my same job around this time, and you were interviewing this same gentleman. The real ironic part is that when I started in sales, I spent 12 and a half years of my career selling cars.
Oh.
So, I don't know. You know, I just think that I feel what you're going through because it's hard to walk away from a career that I'm in, especially since we just bought a house and we're aiming to get married, but we're not married. And I'm just in a lot of doubt, and I'm sad. I'm sad that I've grown disconnected from my first love. I think that's why I'm calling. I'm discouraged.
Okay, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling, and I will tell you that you've already got the answer. In my opinion, and I'm just me, you know, I'm just a person. But in my opinion, you're already saying that, you know, you're disconnected. And, you know, the Lord doesn't walk away from us. We walk away from Him. He doesn't turn away from us. We turn away from Him. So if there's things in your life that are causing you not to be focused on Him, I think you know what His desire is He wants you with Him. He wants you to love Him and pursue Him. So I think you already have your answer is to, you know, turn around. Does that mean you have to change jobs? I don't know. Does that mean that you need to stop doing some of the things you're doing? You know, the Lord will convict you in those things. You know, he's there and he's in your heart. And I can tell he's in your heart. So I think you have your answer. And I really appreciate you calling.
Thank you. I would love to maybe find out a little bit more about why you're thinking about leaving. Maybe I could go on your website and
yes,
find
please.
Out.
Well, I'm going to write something on there. This has just kind of come up. I've got some things happening in my life right now, and I'm just really not sure, you know, if I'm doing the right thing, if I'm where God wants me right now. And that's why, you know, it's like, what do you do when you have tough decisions? You know, you go to the Lord, and you go to people. And my ministry is to the people listening, and I don't even know who's listening. So, Lisa, I know you're listening, so thank you very much for letting me know that. But on the radio, you know, we just don't know who's listening. And so I'm not sure if I'm making a difference or not if people don't communicate. And that's part of this thing that I'm talking about is, you know, if we don't pursue each other, if we don't communicate to one another, there's a lot of unsaid things and there's a lot of unknown things because we don't take the time to let people know. I mean, part of my things that I have here today, like I was talking to Jeff, and I know you're still there, Jeff, and if you have something to chime in, go right ahead.
That's good. I think Lisa, the thing that speaks to me, and I hear you, first of all, is that if you're, the fact that you're troubled, praise God. That's the best sign of
that's
all.
Right.
You can't lose something you don't have. There are a lot of people that are going along and they're troubled for the wrong reason. But you sense some loss. That means you've got a memory of a time where you had greater peace, joy, contentment, and those things. And it sounds like that's what you're longing for. And if it was me when I've come to those places, what I've done, if there's one thing, is I've learned in life that I have a safety net. And that safety net is 3 to 4 people, and it's never usually more than that. And sometimes it comes down to just 1 or 2. And these are people that are get in your face, tough, rip me apart, honest, that know me, and that are believers that I can trust. And so, because I told my little girls when they were young, as they're growing up, I said, I will give you some guarantees. And they love the Lord and everything that's going on. Number one, the enemy is going to want to separate you from everything about God, and that'll start separating you from each other, separating you from me, separating you from your church. And when you're on your own, there's no need for him to do anything else. You are on your own. And if you look back, we were designed, developed, and the Holy Spirit works for us to be in relationship within the body of believers, being
Amen.
Encouraged, being there, and that's the peace I hear that you're longing for. And that's the peace that I know through prayer God would answer and say and bring a knock on the door or a phone call or somebody else saying, Lisa, what are you doing? I'm going over here. We've got a little growth group. I'm in a Bible study. I've got some other stuff. But I try not in the middle of those things to make quick emotional decisions. I try and pray and wait. You need to wait upon the Lord. I wouldn't jump quickly on anything. But I would look to find the people that you've got around you that you can trust would be tough with you, that love you enough to be tough with you. And if not, I would get in a group of those people that you could surround yourself with that could listen through. And whatever they give you, you still wait upon it. You still pray and let God guide you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5. And the phone number here is 888-995-5552. And I'm talking to Jeff Morris with William Morris Chevrolet. And we've been friends a long time. And we're talking about tough decisions. We're talking about tough times. We're talking about, you know, what do you do when you reach that arena where, you know, you have no idea what's going on. You know that things aren't comfortable, that's for sure. You know, things get shook up with us. We get, you know, shaken up, and it's like, where do you go? What do? You know, and that's what we're talking about. There's a scripture that just came to mind for Lisa and anybody else. It's Ephesians 1:17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. And we need to know him better. How do you do that? You do that by pursuing him. How do you pursue him? By prayer and by reading his word. That's what you do.
Yeah, amen.
So yeah. Where do we go with this world, okay? You were in a position where, you know, there was nothing going right. I mean, I watched you, and I watched, you know, here's this bubbly Jeff Morris who's got the world by the tail, and then all of a sudden he doesn't. And it's like, whoa, you know, I mean, I just remember watching you. And I see you now, and I see what God has done, and he's still doing a good work. And in all of us, you know, if we allow it, he does a good work in us.
Well, and I think the thing that Johnny Erickson Tata has a book called When God Weeps. And in that book, and I if I remember it, it was like page 121. It's dog-eared and underlined. She had a quote in there that really spoke to me, and it says this. That every now and then, if we snuggle a little too comfortably into this world, God will open the floodgates and allow a cold splash of suffering to wake us from our spiritual slumber. And that is riveting. If he's sovereign and he can control all things, and through a whisper and everything else, nothing else brings us to him, he can get our attention. and he can bring us to focus back on him. And that cold splash of suffering can occasionally make his presence so much clearer and bring us back to our first love, as opposed to all the things that we may have substituted.
Right.
And but I can't say enough, if you're in the Word, and if you've got in even that could be dull, it could seem colorless, but you follow through with it, you stay through, you're reading, you're praying, and you've got other good friends around you that you can trust, that know you, and that means people that you've allowed, and that should be a few, that you've allowed in, that you've told your story to. I have a group of guys I fish with every year, and these are guys that get together. They're wild at heart guys, and we share our story with each other. And I mean, we get down and dirty, and they know everything about us. And there are only two rules with this whole group. We're together for a week. One, no one tries to fix anybody. And number two is everything stays confidential.
It's a safe place to really be real. And yeah. You're not judged, you're loved.
Yeah, and I'm concerned about the people that I talk to that say, well, I've got some friends and this, and I'm working on, but you need to have people that you allow. And sadly, people get to the point where the people they really need are the ones they exclude, because they're not giving them what they want to hear. They've pushed the people that were really tough and out of their lives. And you look at, you know, Michael Jackson had the money and everything to get people around that would tell him anything he wanted to hear, give him whatever he wanted, to the point that it killed him.
Right.
And that's the world's way. And the world will just tell you that you're on the right track and that you're doing everything right when you're absolutely destroying yourself.
We have another caller, but I'm not going to have him come on right now because we have to go to break. So, Michael, you're going to talk about prayer and rededicating your life to the Lord. So if you could just hang on until after the break, I'd really appreciate it. We are talking to Jeff Morris. This is the Sue Free Show, and we will be back with more of this show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Free Show.
Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And I read this little book. It's New Life Every Day, and I'm going to read this to you because I think it's really fitting for right now. Who amongst us enjoys criticism? I know I don't. In fact, even when criticism is constructive, it's usually about as welcomed as an IRS audit. But there's something even worse than criticism, and that's critical people. We all know someone like this. You know who I'm talking about, that person who meets every plan with some version of, that's impossible. It's that person who challenges your enthusiasm or conviction to tackle a big project with a smirk or a head wag. But remember, nearly every advance, discovery, or act of courage is precipitated by criticism. There's really only one sure way to avoid it, by doing nothing. And what kind of choice is that, especially for people of faith? If you expect to be praised, you must be willing to be criticized. There are high spots in all our lives, and most of them have come about through encouragement from someone else. I don't care how great, how famous, or successful a man or woman may be, he hungers for applause. And there's another thing here that I read, and it says, everyone appreciates being appreciated. Catch people red-handed in the act of doing something right each day and praise them for it. Isn't that so much more wonderful than judging or being critical? There's a time for both. And, Jeff, something that you've said is that, you know, you get in a group with these people that you trust, that you've got this bond, and you're saying, look, I got some hard things going on here, and I really need some accountability. I need to hear what you have to say, because I might have some tough decisions to make here, and I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. So I need someone more than just me to make these decisions. We have Bonnie on the air. Bonnie, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Sue?
I'm doing okay.
You know, I would be very sad if you left the airways. I look forward to this show every week to 4 o'clock on Saturday. But it seems like you've gotten a nudge from God, you know. And I guess that calls for prayer and just sitting with him and reading the word and seeing what he has to say about it.
Thank you very much.
I want you to know that your show is very relevant to me.
Really?
Yes, I write down all of the Bible verses that you say. I've got Ephesians down here. I've got Romans that Jim Morris said. I have Hebrews that you just quoted.
Uh-huh.
I write them down and I read them afterwards, and they're always appropriate.
How often do you listen to the show?
Your show every week.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I happen to be, gone, but I'm usually here at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
You know, Bonnie, it's a sacrifice for me, I have to tell you. It's a real sacrifice.
Oh.
It's in the middle of the weekend, and
yeah.
I work a busy schedule during the week, but I just really feel led that I was supposed to do the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've just got, there's people that are saying things, and I know that I'm not supposed to listen to criticism, at least, I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm not sure. So in my unsureness, having you call has been a real blessing, and I appreciate it so much.
Okay.
How is life for you? How are you doing?
Bye.
Oh, bye. Richard Santa Clarita, you're on the line.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Richard.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing okay.
You know, I was listening to both you and Jeff, and I've actually met you both.
Oh, you have?
I've been able to observe both of you for a number of years. And, I was listening to the show, and I was thinking about what Jeff's gone through with the dealership and some of the things you've gone through and your recent accident and, your little experience in the wheelchair. You can kind of relate to Johnny Erickson Todd a little bit more than some of us.
I certainly can. I have a whole new appreciation for the world, for that world. It's amazing.
Yes. But, both of you are a remarkable people of God, and I think whatever God allows you to go through, or whatever you put your mind to do with God's strength, you're able to do it. And but I was thinking about, Jeff, you had made a comment about just what's happened in the last few years, and I look at the body of Christ, and we all share quite a few in common friends. I look at some of the friends that own American Vision Windows. I look at some other friends that are in a kind of a sphere of circle that we all may know. And I think what God is doing is he's really preparing his bride. I just think you were right, Jeff. I think we got a little maybe ahead of God as a body of Christ. I think our priorities during that season of prosperity may have gotten refocused. And I know that even myself, this past year, the Lord really gripped me in a way that I wasn't sure what was going to happen. Hmm. And the fruit of the uncertainty, the fruit of having change in my life, the fruit of just getting on my knees more before the God has just changed me so much. And I think when we're in a place where we recognize that we really can do nothing without being in front of God and being totally dependent on Him, it is such a wonderful, freeing place. And there's so much excitement in having that intimacy with Christ. I told a friend, I almost, and it sounds weird because I don't want to get in more trials, but it's like I'm almost afraid to go back into a season of plenty because I don't want to lose the intimacy with Christ.
Amen.
Does that
amen.
Make sense?
Yeah. Amen. You know, when you say that, it reminds me, I was in the worst trials in my life, and I, that's it, but this goes way back, but I was suicidal. This goes way, way back. And I had a Bible study. I had a group of people that were knew me closer than my own family. And it went along. It was a long group. We'd met for about 2-3 years, 4 or 5 years. And at the end of this season, I was coming out, and things started improving, and things were great. Not great. Things were improving, getting much better. And I said in this group at one time, I said, you know, and these guys knew every detail of what I was going through. And it was ugly, tough, painful. And it was Job-ish all the way along. It was just Job's life. And at the end, I said, I don't know how to say this, but I said, you know, I kind of miss the flames. And one of the guys looked at me, who knows me very well, goes, Morris, you are a sick unit. You know, you are, you know, you're not happy unless you're depressed. You're not this. And it took about 2 or 3 weeks, but Richard, what I finally understood was, I probably avoid conflict as much or more than anyone, yeah. But what I did know was this, is that there is an intimacy with Christ that you have in the middle of those trials that is so precious, and that's what you're speaking to, and that's what people listening to us right now know. There is a... there's a just an intimacy where you there's nothing in the world that means more, and that can that's what I missed. Did I miss the trial? Absolutely not. I was missing the intimacy.
And I wonder, and I'm not sure anyone has an answer for this, Sue or Jeff, but you know, I wonder why we have that deep intimacy going through trials, and we, for some reason, and I'm striving right now because I'm not going through a season of trials right now. I mean, I am, but everybody is. But, you know, it's different, but it's not the same intensity as it was back earlier in the year. But I just think, Lord, I so deeply want to maintain that intimacy. I so deeply want to maintain, you know, the rich fellowship that you have in that time. And it's such a blessing. And Sue, I don't know what the answer is to your show. I've been able to listen to it off and on Saturdays, and I think that you know, you bring a good perspective and some neat things to the table.
Thank you.
But the Lord will guide and direct you in that, as He has. And I'm so thankful for Jeff that the Lord allowed him to get his dealership. That was an amazing, amazing story, and God has been very gracious. And I have to say this to other people who are listening. It was remarkable through other people and just a few times I've got to see Jeff. And I'm not sure you guys are even who this is talking. That's okay. But
I don't, but that's okay. You're going to tell me someday.
It was remarkable to see this man walk through the fire.
Right.
He wasn't perfect. You can see that he was a man that had his eyes on Christ and he was focused. And no matter what the outcome was, I know that, Jeff, you would have said it was well with my soul.
Yeah.
And I just rejoice for people like you and Sue. I don't know you as – I mean, I don't know Jeff well. I've just seen him from a distance, so let me say that. I don't want to imply that I know Jeff real well, because I don't.
Right.
But I've watched you guys, and it's amazing to watch you guys go through trials, and especially you, Jeff, because Sue, I haven't seen you go through a lot of trials, but I know you have recently, so –
I've gone through a lot of trials, but that's okay.
Yes. Yes,
and, you know, anyway, something you said, Richard, something you said that I really want to just reiterate on is that you said Jeff wasn't perfect, and we're not called to be perfect. And I think people, when they're going through trials, it's okay. We don't have to beat ourselves up. There's a lot of things going on in this world that beat us up enough. We don't need to beat ourselves up. What we need to do is just keep the focus where it needs to go. And you know, I'm a real goal-oriented person, and so is Jeff. And probably you are too, Richard. We're goal-oriented, and part of the goal thing is that you look down to, you know, you run the race to win the prize in the Bible. And what is the prize? What's the goal? And so if you keep the eye focused on the goal, it's easier to make those decisions. But they're not always popular decisions.
No.
There's things that Jeff has done. There's things that I've done. You know, even when we have to let go of an employee, I mean, that's a tough one, especially when you care about your employees like I do and Jeff does. You know, it's very difficult when you decide or you come to the conclusion that this person's just not a good fit. So it's really difficult to make those tough decisions. And I just know that, you know, after I've made them, I stress over that and stress over that. And then it's like, wow, it was better for both parties. But it just takes a lot out of you when you have to make. I'm just using that as an example. That's not even as big, even though for that other person it could have been big. It's not as big as a lot of other decisions that we've had to make in business, in our personal lives. There's tough decisions for all of us out there. And we're not called to be perfect. And I think that's a message right there.
Well, thank you guys for both being light, and thank you for even today's forum. It helped me refocus again on God's faithfulness and his grace and the fact that, you know, as you said, Jeff, in that verse 20, is that, you know, the Lord has a way of loving on his children. Sometimes he kind of, you know, takes the rug out from underneath us and gets us on our knees. And, you know, I think of 1 Peter, you know, these fiery trials, they shouldn't be a surprise, and the fruit it bears is amazing. So you guys have a little less dross, I think.
Yeah.
On you both, and you're shining a little bit more for the kingdom. So may you stay shining and glorious to him. But thank you guys so much for letting me call in.
Thank you, Richard, very much. And I'm really curious who you are. So someday, would you please let me know who you are? But for now, thank you so much for calling in. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5. The phone number here is 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. Michael, Phil, Joy, thank you so much for being fans of our show. I really appreciate your comments. It's very encouraging to have you call in. And wow, Jeff, this has been great. We have a little bit of time left.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that struck me, Sue, when you said that, I think that as people are, and maybe even younger believers or people that are, the reality is they're just seasons. And It's a long walk,
it's a journey,
and there are going to be trials. And you know, we know scripturally, God gives us clear guidance that they're not forever, and the trials fade, and the sun comes up, and that intimacy. You know, I was thinking when Richard was saying that, I really appreciated his comments, and that I think. That then things go well, and we don't need to apologize. Things go well, they go well. And eat, drink, and be merry. We know that all those books, and Ecclesiastes, and everything, they're written for different purposes and
different
seasons. And we have, we don't want to be robbing ourselves of our own joy during those times. And sometimes those seasons that are just dry, where you can be doing a hardcore studying and reading, I've had God just take me through times where I know, looking back, it was, you know, would you just seek me for no reason? If you didn't hear from me, if you couldn't see me, if I wasn't there, if you had no reason, would you trust? I mean, that's the development of faith, is coming from being able to trust in what is unseen. And if there's no mountaintop experience, you don't get my whisper, you don't get anything. Would you still just seek me and trust me? And so, you know, we've got your listeners out there in a variety of different places, and I think today, hopefully, Sue, this should be an encouragement to you, and it doesn't mean we make a knee-jerk reaction when they're there,
no.
When those seasons come along, and there's a good section that I got, you know, in John Eldridge talks about that all joy is opposed. There isn't anything that God's going to do that the enemy won't oppose, and you know, that's his 24/7 job. He's not omnipresent, but the enemy's going to oppose our joy, and we can't be surprised at that.
Jeff, I've had more callers on this show than I've ever had, and that's really encouraging to me because, you know, I drive in here. I have to take time out because I want to be live so that I can talk to the listeners. And I have people all the time say, oh, I listen to your show. I said, well, why don't you call in? Oh, no, no, I can't talk on the radio. I can't call. Oh, you know, and so I'm like, wow, you know, I could just do a pre-record and, you know, and I wouldn't have to drive all the way in here and cut my weekend. But I do it because I feel that people need to have a voice, and I'm a communicator, and I'm an encourager. So that's my gift. So I have Mary, I have David on the line that want to come on the line right now, and I have a book in front of me that I wanted to read, and I'm not sure which way to go. So I'm going to go with the people calling because I can use this yeah. book later, although I feel the Lord's wanting me to share what I have in this book. So Mary, can we make it quick?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How
good.
Are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing better. Every minute.
Well, that's. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
I had a question from earlier, but
okay.
I heard what you said, and I wanted to, about people being too afraid.
Uh huh.
Jesus, I'm not a strong speaker, but when I have to, I pray to Jesus for help.
Uh huh.
And we're all not good speakers.
Right.
We're only good speakers because Jesus speaks through us.
That's right. Amen.
So
amen.
For anyone who's scared listening, I mean, I have to take a speech class, and my classmates called me the red chihuahua because I blush and I shake.
Aww.
So, I mean,
I appreciate you calling.
My question is, if we're, and I understand there's different religions. I'm kind of not including them in this question.
Okay.
If we're all one church, one nation, one world, under the same God, the only true God, does that mean all the churches throughout the world are like tribes, like the seven tribes of Asia Minor, of the same church?
Mm-hmm. Is that a question?
Yeah. Would that be right?
Jeff, can you answer that?
I don't know that I would go there. I don't know. I think theology. I think scripturally, we're all a part of one body. But whether one church or one body or one person, you know, I mean, I don't. I'm not sure I understand the totality of your question. But
I have friends saying their church is better. No, this other person says their church is the real
church. Okay.
And I'm saying, aren't we all part of the same church? So aren't
yeah,
we just
yeah.
tribes of that one master church?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
That's going to be in heaven.
Yeah. You know, if I could take us through, I think one of the things that within the realm of Orthodoxy and Christianity, we will always have, the most common things are for people to bash the church. And what I would suggest to you is that there are definitely people that are going to fall outside and that will somewhere believe in the entirety of the Bible except for one small verse. And it is where we develop cults today. But
right.
apart from that, I don't break fellowship with somebody, and I don't want to get into a lot of I don't think there's anything wrong. The guys that I hang with, we scrap real hard about politics and about theology, and we wrestle, and I enjoy, and we wrestle about things theologically. I grow in that from
right.
verse to verse and challenges, but I don't want to impose, or I don't want to bind their conscience. Okay.
Right.
I'll leave the Holy Spirit up to doing His job, and I'll do my job, which is to honor the Lord and follow His guidance. But if I meet somebody that I think is outside of the pale of Orthodoxy, and they don't believe in the virgin birth, or they don't believe in this, or there's some other part, then you know I'll discuss it with them. You know that's where I go. But a lot of the variances within the church, you know. One of the people that I'm most impressed with, I know her theology, and I know she's very, very conservative in her theology, and yet she could be with anyone you'd know and would never impose that on them. There are just some things that I wouldn't put a lot of time and energy into. If people are concerned that my church is not as strong and godly a church as the one that they go to because the pastor believes more in growth groups or this, that's fine. But until I'm called out of my church, this is where I stay. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mary, so much for calling. I really appreciate it. We have another caller, David, from Long Beach.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? God bless.
Thank you.
I called in, and I was going to make a comment about the message of not being perfect and saying I'm not Jesus. But I just want to make a brief comment on what the last caller was calling about.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer in not judging. And when I mean not judging, I don't judge another's salvation. Because at that point, I put myself in the place of God.
Right.
And I think that's what that word is, not to judge someone's salvation and to put someone in bondage. I never go that far with someone. I'll testify to them. I'll teach them. But if someone believes in something else and they feel very strong and they grew up and they were raised in it, I don't go condemning them saying that you're going to, you know, H and X, Y, Z. I don't do that.
Right.
I don't judge another person's salvation. I just wanted to make that brief comment. Also, as far as the message of not being perfect, I understand we don't want to hold ourselves to such a high degree that we're putting ourselves in bondage. But we also want to be careful in a position you're in and pastors in who have a broader voice that reaches
absolutely
more.
I agree.
We definitely want to be careful with that because a lot of times I get flack for it and other people get it as being Christian because they say, well, you just figure that you can go do wrong, and then you ask for forgiveness, and it's that easy to be a Christian. And it's not. It's not a world of easy street. Where,
right.
You know, as Christians, we're going to be prosecuted. We're going to be punished. We're going to have to live through strife. So it's not an easy life.
Right. I don't want people to think that that's what I meant because I don't have holes.
No, it's not. I just want
David, I don't have holes in my hands. Is what I'm saying is that I am a very high achiever. I'm a high achiever, and I expect more from me than anyone in this world. And in that, people say, you're such a perfectionist, even in my business, my employees. They'll say, you're such a perfectionist. And I really struggle with that because I'm not a perfectionist. I just strive for excellence. I want to be the best I can be.
As you
and,
should.
Right. And so if we are... if
part. I'm sorry.
So if we're striving for that, I'm just saying that I can be the hardest on myself. And I'm just saying that people sometimes, they feel so defeated because they can't be all that. And a lot of times people tell me when I am talking to them about the Lord and where they're going to go when they die, because that's a question I always ask. And when I say that, they'll say, well, you know, I don't want to give up drinking beer. I don't want to stop watching that show on TV. And I tell them, you know what? You don't have to perfect your life to be received into the kingdom of God. What you need to do is look up and you need to just ask the Lord into your heart. And if you do those things, the Holy Spirit will come in and he will make the changes necessary to make you follow Christ,
yes.
To make be a follower. So I don't want you to misunderstand my words, and I understand that you were trying to make clarity there, and I appreciate clarity because clarity is important. So thank you so much for that.
No problem at all. And you guys have a great and blessed day. And I want to say to your guest, I didn't grab his name. You know,
Jeff,
trial, strength,
Jeff Morris.
Just like metal. When you put to the fire, it makes you stronger. I was previously employed by Toyota. I drove 3 different Lexuses. I don't have that now, and God pruned that out of my life. It didn't change me, and it wasn't such a hard fall. But to be at such a high level of having material things, I can't quote the scripture verse, but those things of the world will perish, and those who are not of the world and you live within Christ's world, you will last eternally. And I live for that. I have to. I tell myself that so much when I get upset at things that I don't have. It grounds me, and I've done that so much where it levels me out where I can think past that because life is so short. There has to be something else, and that's Jesus Christ in his kingdom.
Amen. Thank you, David, so much for calling. I really appreciate your call. Boy, we've had a lot of callers today. If you still want to call, we're at the end of the show. It's 888-995-5552. This is the Sue Free Show. Jeff, I have this scripture, this book here. I just want to read this. It says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. And that's Matthew 5:23-24. And that's so important, and I remember that so often, because sometimes things happen in our lives and in a day where there'll be an unsaid word, or there'll be a word said that maybe shouldn't have been said. And so what this is saying is that before you go and you pray, if there's somebody here on this earth, your brother, because we're called to love thy God with all our heart, soul, mind, and body, and love thy neighbor as thyself. So if you have somebody right now who you have an unreconcilable difference, if you have something where you really feel you need to ask forgiveness, you need to just stop what you're doing and make a phone call or go see that person and talk about it. Those conversations are so difficult because we have pride and we have ego, and we need to be humbled. We need to be humbled to where we can say, you know what, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. And you know what, sometimes those people won't accept our forgiveness. They won't accept it, and that's okay. We're still released from the prison of having that unforgiveness inside our hearts. Do you agree with that, Jeff? Because that's biblical.
Yeah, I do. And I think, I think you got an answer to a lot today. I think there's been, you get a lot of people call in, a lot of different responses. And I think our prayers can be hindered, our relationship, if we're feeling distant, and we just ask God, and all of a sudden somebody comes to mind. We shouldn't kind of jot it down for next week. We should move quickly on it.
That's right. Yeah. Amen, Jeff. We're out of time.
Yep.
Thank you so much. God bless you all. Bye.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.